As dwelling there, he had a keen sense of hearing, because he heard about what had taken place with Lot. So it is the place where we are in exercise about what is suitable to God. He's a man, you're pointing out, who dwelt in the oaks of Mamre. He was in the place of fellowship. And we are not going to be available to hear or even to act if we are not in that place of the oaks of Mamre.
The third time Melchizedek is mentioned here in chapter 14, verse 18. The meeting with Abram was in 1,913 years before Christ. Then David, in Psalm 110, verse 4, speak of Melchizedek in 1,025 years before Christ. Finally, Paul in Hebrews epistle at 63 years after Christ, he mentioned him six times, 5, 6, and 10. 6, 20, 7, 1, 17, and 91. The Holy Spirit takes the historical situation of Melchizedek so to we see that we see our Lord Jesus Christ. Melchizedek, as Brother John said, he is the King of righteousness and the King of peace. Of peace. Salem, the King of Salem. Salem is the old Jerusalem, as we read in Psalm 76, verse 2. He said, in Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. Melchizedek was a high position in that time, according to the testimony of King of Sodom. King of Sodom, he meet Abram first, verse 17, but he made room to Melchizedek to meet Abram first in verse 18. Verse 13, as our brother said, Hebrew. The first time the word Hebrew is mentioned in the scripture, but it is the line of Eber, chapter 11, and verse 15. Abram had entered in a battle, an unfair, with four kings, four strong kings. But God gave him, delivered to him in his enemies into his hand, because the love of his nephew, it was stronger than the power of the king. And this fact is permanent in all the ages. as we see Brother John said, God Most High, he used three times and Abram one time. This indicates that he is the same God to Abram. Melchizedek called God Most God High, and Abram to serve the same thing. But both Melchizedek and Abram referring God possessor to the heaven and the earth. God proposed this encounter between Abram and Melchizedek, who is manifested on time, to offer to Abram, as we heard, bread and wine. In Psalm 104, verse 14 and 15, we read, God bring forth food from the earth and wine to glad the man. And after many years later, our Lord Jesus Christ, the first miracle was in Cana. He changes the water to wine. And the last miracle in John 21, he prepared the food for his disciples.
Again, for the sake of time, and we talked about Abraham, the characteristic of being a Hebrew, a pilgrim, a one that crossed over the Euphrates River to go into the land of Canaan, and that was the characteristic of him. He was a man who was passing through. This is not his land. This is not his home. He was a passing through person. We heard of him, the place where he dwelled, the place of Hebron, where memories, the Amorite and Ishkol and Aner, and there's no time to give the meaning of their name. But John, you mentioned earlier about that Abraham was a man of war. And it's very interesting to realize that he was of position, he had cattle, he had substance. But more than that, he had 318 trained young men. This is a wonderful character. It's Abraham that thought of these young men. But not only thought of them, he trained them. He trained them for warfare. He was conscious that he is living in a hostile environment. Ephesians chapter 6 speaks about, though we are in the heavenly places, we have a warfare. He was in Canaan, and there is a warfare. And Abraham was conscious of that, and he tried with his effort to train young men to protect the position that really belong to them. And it's a wonderful characteristic, the idea of trained young men that are fit for battle under the leadership of somebody who is like Abraham. But they probably also have the characteristic of Abraham. They know something about being pilgrim. They know something about dwelling place where they could have that sweet fellowship. And they know also about the idea of lordship, because he trained them and he led them into the battle to win the victory.